Then above, Ahmed Aleph, the bottom of the dot, the last line, just to get us back where we were. Rav Avia came into Rav's house with 30 shoes, and he put them on the couch. It really bothered Rav, so Rav wanted to catch him in a contradiction in halacha, and to be mitzvah him. That's how they will mitzvah people, ask you a steer in halacha. So Rav Shimon, in Rav Shimon, we saw that there was a shita that a ner denafta, a kerosene lamp, you're allowed to carry. So he asked, why are you allowed to carry? After you use a kerosene lamp, it's disgusting. There's no other purpose for it except to use it for another kerosene lamp. It's not like a old candle that had oil in it that you could possibly use for other things, that Rav Shimon would say you'd use for other things. Over here, it seems like there'll be no other usage for it. What's the reason why even in Rav Shimon it's allowed to be used? So Rav Avia said you're allowed to, you could use it to cover up bottles or something like that. You could cover things up with it. Oh, you found a separate usage for it, so therefore it's not mukhsar. So Rava comes and says, according to your reasoning that it's chazi l'ksoi b'mana, you could cover something up with it. How about vox in the chatzar? Let me use vox. Now vox in the chatzar, even though Rav Shimon holds lately mukhsar, and if we notice as these amudim have been going on, every amud or so has a new heter in, not a new heter, a chumra in Rav Shimon, that even though Rav Shimon holds of the concept of lately mukhsar, he doesn't hold the general prohibition of mukhsar, but we're finding that there's lots of little types of mukhsar that Rav Shimon does hold. One of them that he holds is you can't use a wok in the chatzar. There's no purpose, but no intrinsic purpose on Shabbos. That, according to Rav Shimon, would be mukhsar. So why is it this kerosene lamp that seems to have no purpose except to cover something up, that let me use all the wok in the chatzar? So he answers him, and this is the last line of the Amud, Omelei ha'ikar Torah Kli Aleia, Hani Leika Torah Kli Aleia. The difference between the kerosene lamp and vox is the kerosene lamp ha'ikar Torah Kli Aleia. It was a shame kli. It was Torah Kli. It was something over there. Vox are intrinsically not a kli. So since the kerosene lamp had a din of a Torah Kli on it, even though now I won't use it for anything else except for to cover up my cup, Rav Shimon would say that I could use it to cover my cup, but a rock has no intrinsic usage for it. It's not a kli. You can't use it at all. Mi lo tanya, and we have, is it not that we have a brisa that says this exact concept that Rav Shimon would agree with something that has a Torah kli on it? Doesn't seem to have any other purpose, but you could use it only if it has a Torah kli on it. How do we see it? There's a din on Shabbos that jewelry, women wearing jewelry outside of the Eruv, and Shus of Avim, they weren't allowed to wear jewelry. Why? They'd go and they'd show, they'd have a nice gold ring and they'd show a friend, oh, come look at my nice ring. And they might take it off and walk Dalet Amos for Shus of Avim. So women cannot wear jewelry in Shus of Avim. So therefore they would go there, don't wear jewelry on Shabbos, because we're afraid if you wear it in your chatzar, where it would be allowed, she might go and walk out into Rishus of Avim and be over a walking with Dalet Amos, showing her friend and walking Dalet Amos with Rishus of Avim. So her shavim, which are bracelets, hanizamim, which are nose rings, vitaba'ot, finger rings, these types of jewelry, even though you're not allowed to wear them on Shabbos of the Gezerah, hariyan kekloa kalim and nitalim b'chatzah, they are like any other kli that you could take in the chutz. You can't wear it, but it doesn't have a din mukhsar on it. Why not? What's the purpose of it? Fiyomer ula, why doesn't it have a din of mukhsar? You can at least carry it in the chutz. You just can't wear it because we're afraid you might wear it outside. Fiyomer ula, my tam, what's the reason over here? Ho el v'yikator kli aleha. The reason why you're allowed to be metaltal in the chutz with it is it has a Torah kli on it. You could use it to cover something up. Once something has a Torah kli on it, and you can find even a distant usage for it, it's not mukhsa, you can be metaltal with it. Hachinami, also in this case, this kerosene lamp, it has a ha'wil v'ikit Torah kli aleha. It has a Torah kli on it. Once it has a name of a vessel on it, you could be metaltal it.
Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, three Kvachman Loka Sifer Rabba Lebeva Via. Baruch Hashem, that Rabba was not able to embarrass Lebeva Via. Lebeva Via had this teretz over here, that there's no contradiction on it, and Baruch Hashem for that. He wasn't successful in being Mitzrayim. Rashi, Hashavim, those are Atzadot, bracelets. Harihim Kekola Kalim, they become like all Kalim. Apopishos, let's say, behem l'rishus of avim, even though you're not allowed to go out with them in l'rishus of avim, k'damim v'perik b'may isha yotzei, like we'll see in another month or so, in the sixth parak. K'zer adil m'shalfa m'chavya, we're afraid that she might take them off and show them to a friend. But mi'er torah k'liyek aleyam, there is a name of a vessel on it, umut l'taltel shalom k'derek ha'malvush. You're allowed to move it as long as it's not in the way of dressing. So that was just a din over here. He wasn't able to plug it up. But we see from over here that Rav Shimon, as long as it has some usage and it has a shein kli on it, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Doesn't have a din muksa, but something that intrinsically is not usable on Shabbos and it doesn't have a shein kli on it, even Rav Shimon would agree that that is muksa. Next two cases in the Gemara, which will cover other. These are beautiful. Classic Gemara, Shakla Vitarius, bringing a stira in vices with an answer and a challenge on the answer, and in such doing it, the derek of the shas is to bring out other sugyas. So these next two Gemaras are just beautiful examples of that people have time on Shabbos to do chazar. These are good cases to do chazar on. Lamile Abaye Lavaba. Bayev, what a steerer. Rami means he brought up, meaning he's going to bring two prices as a steerer to Rabba. Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva. He was learning Bayev, and he had a difficulty in the learning. So he brought the steerer before his Rosh Hashiva to Rabba. Tanya, in one place, is a price we saw already in Rebbe Shimon. Mota Hashemin Shebeneu Uchebekahara. The leftover oil in the Nair, or that was spilt over into the car, Tanakama, which is Rebbe Yehuda, says it's Usser. That's also, you can't use it on Shabbos, even though the candle extinguished, any leftover oil is usher on Shabbos, straight out of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon Matir, he allows it. Why does he allow it? Amar le Rebbe Shimon Leitlei Muksar. He allows it because it doesn't have a din muksar on it. Even though Danish Mushos, it was lit and this oil was designated for the candle, but he doesn't hold up the Spanish Shemashos things, the things that are muksa during Spanish Shemashos and muksa all Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon lately muksa. That's clear out. That we have already. We have a steer from another price. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol She'ein Mumo Nikam Yerav Yom Tov, Ein Zem Min Amuchan. What's the case over there? Case is on Yom Tov. A Kohen has a Bachor. He cannot eat the Bachor until a Bachor is the firstborn animal that we have to give to, it's one of the matanas to the Kohanim. He's not allowed to eat it until a mum kivua falls on it that was shown to an expert, meaning he can't paskin for himself. So he has this Erev Yom Tov, he comes and says Erev Shavuos, and he'd like to eat this Bachor and Shavuos. He goes and he checks it out, he doesn't see any mum on it. All of a sudden on Shabbos, a mum appears on it. It would seemingly, I would say, according to Rebbe Shimon, it should be mutter, because he doesn't hold up muksar, right? Lay muksar to Rebbe Shimon.
Yom. But, yeah?
On Yom Tov.
Not Shabbos.
Right? Yeah, it would be the same. And Rebbe Shimon didn't make the distinction. If he's holding on Shabbos, Kal Vachomer, which I guess, okay. I don't know if it's Kal Vachomer or Kal, but it would be the same thing. So over here the price is Rebbe Shimon Omer, Kol She'ein Mumo Nikum Erev Yom Tov, any Bachor that the mum on it is not noticeable, Erev Yom Tov, Ein Zeh Min HaMuchan. Even if it falls on Yom Tov, it's not Muchan, it's not well prepared for Yom Tov, and you cannot use it. Mashma from this price, so we see clearly that Rebbe Shimon holds Eidli Muksa. Stira, by what two vices in Rebbe Shimon, one that showed clearly as an older Muksa, and also over here, you can't use this Bachor, you can't eat it. So it's a steer in Rebbe Shimon. So Rava answers, there's a big difference between the two cases. With the candle, the whole time the person is preoccupied. He's sitting and he's watching Ematai Tekab Nero. When will that Nero finally go out and I can use the oil in it? Since his mind is on it, it never became Muxer. In the case of the Bechor, Adam Yoshi Mitzapa Matai Yipul Gomum, a person's going to sit and be preoccupied and say, when is a moon going to fall on this animal? It's not normal that a moon falls on the animal. Meima Omer, he would think to himself, or the situation would say, Miyem what did not feel be Muma? Who says that there will even be a moon that will fall on it? Vim Tim Salomar, the Napa be Muma, and even if a moon did fall on Yom Tov, which is a far-fetched thing, Miyem what did not be Mum Kavua, will be the type of moon that you would need to matter it. Vim Tim Salomar, the Napa be Mum Kavua, and even if I have a Mum Kavua fall on it, will I really find a chacham to matter it on Yom Tov? It's not time. Will I not find a chacham to matter it? Therefore, the cases are different. Meaning, Rava answered like this: Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Ner, does not hold of Muxer. In a case of Ner, why? Because the whole time his mind is on it. He doesn't hold of Muxer being a Shemashos, and therefore, once it's finished, he's waiting for it because he wants to use it. But with a Bechor, since it's so far out of his mind, he's not occupied with it, preoccupied with it. Therefore, since when Shabbos came in, it was far from mind and made it ki'ilu like it's useless. Like he'd never expect it to happen that he'd eat the Bechor on Yom Tov, and therefore it's removed from his mind, and really Rabbi Shimon holds lately Muxer. Except in this case, where it's so far from his mind, he'd never think of using it on Yom Tov. So there's no steer in the cases. The Mephoshim mentioned, why do we bring down all these, the Nafal B'Muma, three cases over here, it's Lav Dafka. Even one of them is enough. Pretty much everyone says it. Even one of them is enough to remove it from his mind that it would not have usage on Yom Tov. Rashi, Meimar, Mumo Nika, Gabi Bechor Kai. I was just saying, you know, this is the Sugya of Bechor. It's Sugya in Beitza, Machloket over there, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Mi Yamad Mizatik LeChacham. Who said that I even find a Chacham? She Yimtza Chacham. Who said that I find a Chacham? She's Chakak Lobi Yom Tov. That I come across him on Yom Tov. They wrote in Mum Kavur Hu Olo. If it's a Mum Kavur or not. Why shouldn't you be able to find a Chacham? Go to the Shul. Get the Rabbi over there. I think there's two reasons going on over here. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, hey, we bring down, there's different types of smicha. There's a smicha called Yora Yora, which is probably the first level. Most people that get smicha in this country get a Yora Yora. That's dealing with Isurim. That's like the Basar, the Cholov, Shabbos, Pesachim, the everyday things. That's called Yora Yora. The next higher level smicha is called the Yadin Yadin, which is that you're able to Pasim Tzal is Mimonos Dinim. You're allowed to be involved in that. There's another type of smicha that's even higher than that's called Yatip Bechoros. So it's a very high level smicha over here. It's like a super PhD, postgraduate PhD or something. Yatip Bechoros. And even Rav, who sat 18 months by the shepherds learning it, he didn't get Yatip Bechoros. Other reasons over there. There's other reasons like, oh yes, why didn't Rav get it? He knew it so well. But Yatip Bechoros is not every Chacham, not every Vav is able to be Matip Bechoros. And also another thing we can say, it's Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you drink, there's a mitzvah to drink a little bit over here, a person can't pass in silence. So it's a far thing, me, Yamad, the Mezaldik Lechacham, who says that he even find a Chacham, even if he did it, it's out of his mind, and becomes Muxer on Yom Tov. So, Rava answered a buyer, no steer. Maybe Shimon holds lately Muxer, except in a case where it's so far removed from his mind that he'd be able to use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and therefore, in that case, he'd agree that it's Muxer, but it's not a stira in Rabbi Shimon. So now we're going to have a kasha on the Gemara. On this concept of mi yema de mizdatik lechachem, that this is a valid understanding that a person would say, well, who says I'll even find a chacham on Shabbos to matter it over here? That's enough to remove it from his mind. May say, Vami Bar Chama, he's going to bring a stira from a case in the Dorim. It's actually the last mission in the sector Shabbos also. It's the last sugyas that we do in the sector Shabbos. Mefirim Nedorim B'Shabbos, a husband can be made for the neder of his wife on Shabbos, the Nishayel Nedarim Shehem Litzorek Shabbos. And he could ask a Chacham to be Matir Neder for the needs of Shabbos. Okay, that's the Mishnah, straight out Mishnah. A husband hears that his wife made a neder on Shabbos, he can be made for it. That's a right of a husband, that when he hears the neder from his wife, he's allowed to be made for it. But you could also go to a Chacham. Now we're going to deal with the first part of the Brisa. Husband can make for the wife on Shabbos. So what happened? Let's give an example. Erev Shabbos, she decided to usher watermelon. She's not going to eat watermelon on Shabbos. Okay, it's called Inui Nefesh. She doesn't want it. Her husband hears about it. Why are you eating the watermelon? Well, I made an edit today. I'm made for it. You can eat it. Now we have a question over here. Erev Yom Shabbos came in. She didn't think that it was going to happen, that her husband was going to be made for it. So therefore, right now, when Shabbos started, it was removed from her. She shouldn't be able to eat it. Her husband was matrit. Me yemor, that the husband is going to be matrit, not made for it. Let's see it. The amai, why should this work, that the husband can be made for her nether, and now she can eat a nyamdov? Lema, let us say, me yemor, mizadikli chacham, bala. Who said that she was going to find her husband and he was going to matter it on Shabbos? Rather, what do you say? We do say this. We do say that she would have, that on Shabbos, this is a, sorry. We don't say this. Why should it be more to say, maybe she wouldn't find her husband. Maybe she wouldn't deal with him. And he would make for the netter over here. And yet the Mishnah does not take this into consideration, this Taina. So why do we have this idea that just the person says, maybe I'd find a Chacham, maybe I won't find a Chacham for the Bachor. So too also over here, we should have said this, that it should not be Mutatur, it should be Usher. Remember, Erev Shabbos came in, as compared to the Bachor. Erev Shabbos, he has a Bachor. It's out of his mind because he says, who says that I'll find a Chacham? But when it comes to Nedarim, we don't say that. We have it, she's over there, it's us, it's out of her mind. We don't say to her, maybe your husband won't matter it. And therefore, it's not a valid time over here. Vashi. Mefirim Nedarim, that's Bala Ishto. Whenever you use the Lashon Mefer, it's always with a husband to a wife. Finishal Nedarim, Lachacham Latir, a Chacham. That's a Chacham. Be'amai, Ashehem Litzorek Shabbos, could go Neder Shalo Yachal Hayom. That the Neder was for Shabbos. By the way, the last sugyas in Shabbos discuss, if we look back, just look at the Mishnah real quickly that we brought down. Mefer Nedarim B'Shabbos, and the Shorim Nedarim Shehem Litzorek Shabbos. It's Mashma that was Shoel Nedarim Shehem Litzorek Shabbos. What about Mefer? Can the husband be Mefer in the dorm of his wife? Does it have to be Litzarek Shabbos or not Litzarek Shabbos? This is the question of the Gemara at the end over here. Can it be any neder? It seems that when you go to a Chacham, not seems, it is the Halakha, when you go to the Chacham, you can only be Matir, a neder, that's Litzarek Shabbos. I said I wasn't going to eat on Shabbos, that's Litzarek Shabbos. But in Isha it doesn't say that, or there's no difference in it. So it's an interesting Gemara over there, just an side information on the dorm. The husband, the psukim say in the Torah that the husband, the day that he hears the neder, that's when he could be made for it, on his wife. So there's a machloket tanoim. What does it mean the day that you heard? Does it mean the 8th la 8th, 24 hours that you have from the time that you heard your wife made a neder that you could be made for it? Or is it kol hayom, meaning until sunset? Let's give an example. 4 o'clock in the afternoon he heard his wife made a neder. Does he have till whatever, 7:40? When it's sheer to be made for it? Or does he have until 4 o'clock the next day? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is on Shabbos, right? If on Shabbos she made the neder at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right, and the day is going to be over, and all of a sudden your hands are tied, you can only be made for a neder that's Litzorek Shabbos, you can't be made for that neder over there. If it's for 24 hours, then you can be made for it if it's Litzorek Shabbos. So the Gemara over there says that it's really a machloket tanoim based on this. Does the Mefer Nedarim B'Shabbos have to be Litzorek Shabbos? It depends. If it's only Kol Hayom until sunset, and you only have Shabbos to Mefer it, we're not going to tie the husband's hands. That means he can be made for any neder. But if it's
he has 24 hours, and even Motzi Shabbos, he could be made for it, he has 24 hours to make for it, then we'd have to say that only the Tzorek Shabbos he could be made for, and he'd have to wait for after Shabbos not to make for it. We'll see the Gemara on Daf Kuf Nun Zion a few months from now.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have the case over here. So, what's the difference between the case of Nedarim, where we don't entertain the whole idea of Mizdatik Leik Chacham, and yet the case of the Bechor, that we will say, Mi Yehmad Mizdatik Leik Chacham? So over there, in the case of Nedarim, it's not a kasha. Hatem ki debef Pinchas Mishmei Devava. That's the case of Pinchas Mishmei Devava. Omer bef Pinchas Mishmei Devava. Kol HaNederit, whenever an Isha makes a Neder, Al Das Vayalehi Nederit. It's on the opinion, she's somech, relying that when her husband will hear it and now will make the neder, or not. So why does that make a difference? Therefore, Erev Shabbos, when she made that neder, she knew quite well that it's dependent on her husband, and therefore she's not Mesiach Das. She made a neder on watermelon, Erev Shabbos, since she knows her husband will. Her husband is the only one who can make sure if that neder will be a neder or not. That means the Erev Shabbos, she wasn't so sure if she's going to be usher on watermelon or not, and therefore she wasn't Mesiach Das from it. So it's a different case, and that's why we don't entertain the thought, will she find a husband? Of course she'll find a husband. The whole thing is totally on her husband hearing it. Rashi, Amai Muteret Lechol. Why should she be allowed to eat? This is back in the Havamina. Why should she be allowed to eat? Mefilu Shari Lebal. Even if her husband permitted her to eat it, Litzulah Mishum Muksa. It should be also to her because of Muksa, the high Askadaita. She removed it from her thoughts, Erev Shabbos. The Yomar, she should have said, Mi Yama, the Mizadik Lepal, that the husband will come and matter it. And yet we don't say that. Why? Because Al Daspaila, Al Minat, on the condition, Im Yirza Habal, that if her husband wants, the Samchaleya, and she was so make the Mizdatik Labiyom Shamuk, that the husband will come and matter it on the day that he hears it, and therefore the cases are not comparable. Tashma, the second part of the Mishnah.
Why should it be asking yourself and eating it?
Beautiful question. Tosfot deals with this. And I think there's a big machloka going on in Rashi Tosfot. I just think it's pretty clear, and I don't have that Gedarim. Tosfot is exactly part of this. Why should let her feed it to someone else? Right? She can't feed watermelon to her kids over here. Therefore, Tosfot says in Tosfot, Mi Yemar, Alpagav de Perich in Adarahim, Ain't no Muksul in Yin Tiltal. It's not called Muksur Tiltal. It's Muksur Achila. She's not allowed to eat it. It's Muksur for her to eat it. And I'm still Inami Tosfot brings another reason. Maybe the neder that she made is not that she's gonna eat watermelon. Woman, she got a little emotional about the watermelon. She says, I'm not gonna feed anyone watermelon for the rest of my life. And she made such a neder like that. And therefore she can't feed anyone. It happens, right? Okay. He also brings another teretz over there. I'm not gonna go into it. It seems that he's arguing on Rashi. Tashma, Nishalim Lenadorim Shel Tzorech HaShabbos B'Shabbos. It's going to have a little bit different. You're allowed to ask a Chacham to be Mati your Neder on Shabbos. V'amal, Lema Mi Yemar Mizdatek LeChacham. Who says you're going to find a Chacham to Mati your Nedarim on Shabbos? Now it's not the case above where she's relying on her husband. Of course she's going to find her husband over here to and he'll Mati because her whole mind is on it. Over here, a person makes a net, he's not going to eat. He wasn't thinking about finding a chacham. Yet we don't say this. We don't say, miyema demanzatik lechacham. Seems that it's not a valid consideration. No, it's different. Hatam in lo mizatik lechacham. With Nedarim, it's different. When it comes to Bechoros, not only do you have to find a chacham, you have to find a super chacham that has the ability to matir Bechoros. Over here, in lo mizatik lechacham, if you don't find a chacham, sagi le begimel hedyot. The halachas of Nedarim is either I could be mati my neder with an expert, with a mumcha, a chacham, or I can get my three neighbors and they can matzit for it. We can make a gimel hedyot. So over here,
It's not a kasha. Hatam im lo mizdatei gli chacham. If you don't find a chacham, sagli bikimul hedyot. And that's common, and a person knows when he's going to Shabbos, it gets difficult enough, he can find at least three people that will matter his neder for him. Hach in the case of the Bechor, mi yamad mizdatei gli chacham. Who says that you're going to find a chacham? Rashi, hacha mi yemar, the hedyot lo matzi l'mishroi l'bachor. Hedyot are not common, are not lo matzi, they're not able to matzi l'bachor, eila b'mum ha'yutua, only on a mum that is so obvious, l'chol, to everyone. For example, l'chus everts, it's missing a limb, right, only has three legs. That you could use a hedyot for. A little bit more serious mum, you have to go find your chacham over here. And anyway, if it's Erev Shabbos, it's missing a leg, I think he would have possibly noticed the leg being missing. It would have been something that was nikum Erev Yom Tov. So it's not really no gay to say that he's going to use hedyot with the bachor.
Well, can
just be yeah, could happen. But then again, it's such a far-fetched happening that it was completely removed from him. Mashenkin, your neder, deep down you know that you can find someone to mati your neder. Period. Okay, that was a contradiction of Abaye brought before Rava and Rabbi Shimon, and we found with Rabbi Shimon that something that's so far removed from your mind, your Messiah das completely from it, before Shabbos, like the Bechor, that would be usher even according to Rabbi Shimon, but other things like a neder, no. And no steer, or the candle, no. Neder, no. No steers in Rabbi Shimon. Rami lay Abaye l'Rav Yosef. This time, Abaye is going to bring a steer and two prices to Rav Yosef. I think that this price of this case is much later than the case of above. Why? We had a Gemara earlier, a few daffim ago, that Rav Yosef asked Abaye, if you remember, he asked Abaye, you grew up in the house of Rava, who was the Rosh Hashiva before me. Did he possibly like Rav in the case that you take a shower with and you're missing one leg, you don't wash over here, you're washing kol haguf except for one leg? Was Rav nohag like Rav? So why did Rav Yosef ask that to Abaye? So Rashi fills in all the information over there, we saw it earlier, because Abaye grew up in the house of Rav, and Rav was the Rosh Hashiva before Rav Yosef. And since he was the Rosh Hashiva before Rav Yosef wanted to know how the Rosh Hashiva before him was nohag. So I would learn over here that when Rava was the Rosh Hashiva and Abaye was learning the base medicine, he had to steer between two prices. Who did he go to? The Rosh Hashiva Rava. Now he's going to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's the Rosh Hashiva. Lachor, this case is not that he thought of two things. One day he asked Rava, one day he asked Rav Yosef's Tama. It's a later case, maybe. Rami lay Abaye Rav Yosef. Now this case, we're leaving Muktzah. So for the rest of the day over here, until the next year. We're leaving Muktzah. He's going to bring down a different steerer with Rev Yehuda. Rev Shimon. That's going to be a similar style shaka litaria. We're going to bring a contradiction in Rev Shimon, and someone's going to try and answer it, and we're going to question on that answer. What's the case of Rev Shimon over here? We know that there's a machloket, Rev Yehuda, Rev Shimon, and a Zavish She'enu Mekavim. Right? Just to bring that sugya back up, which we're going to bring it up a few more times in the sector. Rabbi Shimon's mater a davar she'enu mikavin on Shabbos. The classic case, and the Gemara will bring it down. I dragged a chair outside along the dirt. I wasn't mikavin to make a groove in the ground. And if I did make a groove in the ground, it would be an Isser Shabbos of Karisha. What's Karisha?
Plowing.
Okay. But you weren't planning on doing it. It wasn't a secret show what happened. Rabbi Yehuda ushers it. Rabbi Shimon matters it. So Rabbi Shimon holds that a malacha, a davar she'enu mekavin, is mutter. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita throughout Shas. Oh, Abaye is going to bring a steer. Rami le Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. He brings a steer to Rabbi Yosef. Mi amar Rabbi Shimon kavta mutter letaltla. Well, who said, Rabbi Shimon said, when are you allowed to carry that lamp? Right, the lamp is lit. We said that Rabbi Shimon says, you're not allowed to carry it as long as it's lit. But if it extinguishes, you're allowed to carry it. Me, Amar, is that Rabbi Shimon holds kafta only when it extinguishes. Mutal etaltala, that you're allowed to, sorry, when it extinguished. It's distinguished, then it's allowed to be metalto. Oh, kafta in. Only when it's extinguished are you allowed to. Lo kaf to lo. But if it's lit, if it's stolen, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that you're not allowed to move it. Why? My timer, Dilma Bahadi Dinakit Le Kafta. This may be when he's holding it, it will extinguish. So what? Rabbi Shimon holds, Rabbi Shimon Mekavin is mutter. What's the problem over here? Here's my candle. So I pick it up. Rabbi Shimon says, oh, when it's lit, you can't do it. Why? Because you might put it out. So big deal. I want to put it over here. I move it and it goes out. It wasn't a secret it would go out. It's a Dove Shana Mekavin. Rabbi Shimon holds Dove Shana Mekavin is mutter. So why over here is it answer? Because maybe while he's knocking lay, when he's holding it, it's kafta. Hashminan lay, Rabbi Shimon, but we learned from Rabbi Shimon, Tioma Dove Shana Mekavin mutter. He holds Dove Shana Mekavin mutter. The Tanya, a price. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gora Adam Kisei Mita Visaso. A person's allowed to drag across the ground a chair, a bed, a bench on Shabbos would be Vad Shalo Yikavin Lasot Karitz, as long as he doesn't make a groove. Alright, as long as you don't have a tent. Oh, we didn't have an intent to put out the candle. It went down. Stira, 5 foot, an unbelievable stira. That Rabbi Shimon holds Davashina Mikavin is mutter. So why does it have to be only when the candle's extinguished, even when it's lit? Let me move it from place to place. I should be able to move it. We're worried that it would be extinguished. So yes, this to Rabbi Yosef. Beautiful steer. Fires. Got it. So Rabbi Yosef is going to give an answer. This is definitely not going to be kehalacha because we don't paskin like it, and we're going to really slug it up. But here's his teretz. I'm going to say teretz outside because the words are a little difficult. He made a difference. Rabbi Shimon, we all know, Malach HaShein, Dabba Shein HaMekavein is mutter. When is that? Let's take the case of the Nair. I'm walking with the Nair. What happens if he's walking with the Nair and he decides to blow out the Nair? He's Mekavein to extinguish the Nair. That would be Nisa Deraisa. Right? When he's doing the Harisha, when he's pulling the chair, what? Oh, he wants, because he wants the coal from the candle. Good, the Miri has that. Anyways, Miri, Ron, they all said. He wants it, it's not a Malach HaShein, it's good. I was going to get into that.
What's he going to do with the coal, though?
He wants the coal over there. So that would be an Issa Deraisa. Meaning in this case, that if he was Mekavein to put it out, it would be an Issa Deraisa. So this, Dabba She'enu Mekavein, is bordering on an Issa Deraisa or not. It says, Mekavein, if I change my mind, and books just kind of blew down jobs, I'll be over in Issa Deraisa. In the case of the Harisha outside, while I'm pulling my chair along the way over there, if I was Mekavein all of a sudden to do plowing, would I be over in Issa Deraisa? No, that's not how you plow. You plow with the proper plowing materials over here, not with a chair over there. So the most I'd be over is the Midrash Rabbanan. Oh, Rabbi Yosef is going to make this chilukin Rabbi Shimon. When does Rabbi Shimon say, Dabba She'enu Mekavein is mutter, where if you were Mekavein, you'd be over Midrash Rabbanan. But in a Dabba She'enu Mekavein, if I was Mekavein to do it, I'd be over in Issa Deraisa, he does not say Dabba She'enu Mekavein mutter. In that case, he'd say Dabba She'enu Mekavein is usher. That's what Rabbi Yosef wants to say over here. Let's see the words inside. Here's Rabbi Yosef answering. Kol Hecha is the answer to buy his steer. Kol Hecha, any case, Dechi Mekavein, that if you were Mekavein, Ika Issa Deraisa, there will be an Issa Deraisa. Therefore, Ki Lo Mekavein, when I'm not Mekavein, goes to Rabbi Shimon de Rabban. Any case where it'd be over if I was Mekavein and I'd blow it out, I'd be over Issa Deraisa like the Nair. Where I'm not Mekavein, Rabbi Shimon would not say Dabba She'enu Mekavein is Morte. He'd usher it Midrash Rabbanan. Kol Eicha Dechi Mekavein, and whatever he'd be Mekavein, like with the bench outside, Iki Surah Rabbanan, the most he'd get is Issa Midrash Rabbanan. Ki Lo Mekavein, so where he's not Mekavein, it's now a Dabba She'enu Mekavein, Shari Rabbi Shimon Lechatkila. He'd mantra bit Lechatkila. So, Rav Yosef makes a Chiddush Din in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that Dabba She'enu Mekavein is mutar. Rabbi Yosef says that's only if the most you'd ever be over if you're Mekavein is Midrash Rabbanan. But the case of the Nair, where if you blew it out you'd be over in Issa Deraisa, that Rabbi Shimon would not say is
mutter, it's usher, and therefore there's no steering the brises. You that brought the case of the candle, that's because it's an Isidorais over there, and Rabbi Shimon usher in that case. And the case of, the classical case of Adam Shein and Mekavin to Rabbi Shimon would be mutter. Rashi, Isura deraisa, what's Isura deraisa? It's kiboyah, av malacha, extinguishing is an av malacha. Choritz, but plowing, leka isura deraisa, it's not an isura deraisa. The chofi kalachiyad, it's called doing plowing kalachiyad, not the normal way. The chofi diomel kaman told the choritz that when we say later on that digging is a told the choritz v'chayev, hani mili, when is that? Chofi kedarko, that's when you do it the normal way. Vimaro bekardim, with the different tools that you need to do it with. So that was Rav Yosef's chiluk. So comes Meitzi Bava. Bava's going to come and challenge this to show that Rabbi Shimon would even hold the davar she'eino mekavein is mutter, even in a case if you were mekavein, it would be over in the Siddur Aisa. Once you prove that, Rav Yosef's out the window, which is exactly what's going to happen. Meitzi Bava. Mochim ksos, mochim kidarko. Ubivachalo yitkavin, bekamim pnei chamim, geshamim pnei geshamim, vizum mishalim mekel yachareim. Cases like this. A person sells, is a garment seller. He sells garments. And in his garments he has linen and wool. Kalayim. Right? You're not allowed to wear kalayim over here. So we have over here, and this is Rabbi Shimon clearly, that this one who sells garments, he could sell them kidarkum. Meaning he could go through the shuk wearing them, showing it to people that they want to buy it, even though it's kalayim over here. Why? Ubivach lo yikavin, as long as he's not mekavin, bekama, in the sun, mipnei achama, to get protection from the sun, ubigishamim, in the wintertime from the rains, mipnei gishamim. Meaning, as long as he's wearing the clothes just to show it to the customers, and he's, it's a davar she'eino mekavin, with kalayim. Why is he wearing the kalayim? Not he's mekavin to have hanah from the clothing. He's mekavin to show people his wares over here. As long as he's not mekavin, it's mutter. If he's mekavin, all of a sudden it starts raining, and he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have all these clothes on me, I'm not going to get wet. It's a deraisa. Right there on the spot. Because he's mekavin to have hanah from the kalayim.
Why do you need hanah?
If that's the issue of kalayim. Kalayim is when you have hanah from it, from the clothing. If you're using the clothing not for hanah, that's not an issue of kalayim.
If you sell it to a Jew?
No, it's only wearing. It's psukim over there. It's psukim dealing with kalayim. That's my cobwebs off. And they compare the two of them. It has to be derech halvasha, the way that you normally wear it, which is meaning having hanah from the clothing. But otherwise, it's not.
If you sell it to a Jew, but he's going to wear it.
That would be a lifnaiver. That would be something different. But not the issue of kalayim. So yet, we see a case over here. Davar she'eino mekavein is mutter over here. Vahaha, in this case, the time mekavein, when he's mekavein with the kalayim, isur deraisa ikar, there will be an isur deraisa over here. Kilo mekavein shari, and when he's not mekavein, shari Rabbi Shimon l'chachila. That's it. Rabbi Yosef's gone. We just brought him a forged case over here, that Rabbi Shimon, and a davar she'eino mekavein, even where if you're mekavein to be an isur deraisa like kalayim, it's still mutter. He holds straight out. If you're not mekavin, you're not mekavin. It doesn't make any difference the severity of the issue when you're doing or not. Therefore, we knock off Rav Yosef. Rashi, mokrim kedarko, filu shel kalayim, even kalayim, lo shel lirot b'shuk. You're allowed to wear it in order to show it off in the shuk. Ubivach lo yikavin. Just make sure you're not going to have benefit. Lahanot. To have hanah chimum of the warmth of the clothing, v'har Rabbi Shimon eats. Rabbi Shimon, mida'azel vata kavana, that he goes after kavana over here. So we're left with the steerer of Abaya. So what about the case of the lamp? Why is it usher? You move the lamp, it's a davar she'eino mekavein. It should be mutter over here. The beautiful question Abaya is asking. So Rava comes and answers. Elo mir Rava. Rava comes and answers the question of the lamp that only when it's dolek, it's lit, you can't use it. Why? For a different reason. Not because the reason that perhaps you'd extinguish it when you're moving, we're not worried about it. It's a davar she'eino mekavein. Hanach l'ner shemen upetila. You can't use the ner, the shemen and the pila. Why? Why is it considered muksa on Shabbos? Hoel de Nasib Basis Ladova Aser. It's a different concept in Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon agrees. It's called the Basis Ladova Aser. The flame itself is Aser. You can't, that flame has no intrinsic purpose for you on Shabbos. The only thing you do is cause you problems of Yisurim on Shabbos. So that is a Dava also, that flame. Even Rabbi Shimon agree with that. He holds that rocks and dirt are Muxer. A flame is Aser. Now what's holding up the flame? The whole candle apparatus. That whole candle apparatus is called a Basis, a basis for a Dava Aser, and Rabbi Shimon agrees in that case. We had it on two Dafim ago. We saw that Rabbi Shimon agreed in the case of a Basis Ladava Aser Vashi, Ladava Aser. So have it, the flame. The Bechi Hai Muksa Moda Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon agrees with the type of Muksa. Shakli Tafel in Shalhevet. The Kli is subordinate to the flame, the old of Oval still in it. The Lav Mishum Dechayish Dechavir. We're not afraid that he'd extinguish it. It's a different look over here. Rabbi, you asked the question, Estira. This is not called the Dabashin and Mekavi. The reason why Rabbi Shimon ushered earlier to carry a nair while it's lit is because it's a basis ladava aser, not because perhaps you put it out. Basis Moshe vet kanam etargim basisa. That's how we say a basis is a basis over here. So we find over here we're going in Rabbi Shimon's, even though he holds late lay muksa, but we have another type of muksa that Rabbi Shimon does hold. He holds of a basis ladava aser, and there's no stira in a bio.